Hey Rebels, are your walls boring? Well, listen up, because today's episode is being brought to you by The Gallery. It's based out of New York, and The Gallery is a curated collection of photographs from around the world. You know, we're all unable to travel right now, so this is a great way to bring a piece of the world to you. And all prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum, giving your wall that gallery finish. And right now, The Gallery is offering our listeners, that's you guys, Rebels of the Sheer Pollution, 15% off their purchase by using the code 15OFF. Go to thegallery.com. That's thegallry.com, and your walls will never be boring again. Let's head back to the show.
When I grow up, I'd like to be like Patrick Harney.
You don't want to be a podcast Sherpa?
No. Not anymore.
That's fantastic. Finally, we can show our faces in public.
Attention, Rebels of the Sheer Pollution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now Mr. Bruce will lead you into the Sherpa Chalet. As a reminder, please don't disturb the yak.
Coming to you from Sherpa Chalet in beautiful downtown Mount Podcastia, it's time for entertainment interviews in the Sherpa Screening Room. Grab an aisle seat and a bucket of popcorn, but don't crunch too loud or you'll miss the show. Now, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, Rebels, and welcome to the Sherpa Screening Room. It's Faces to Watch Week. Another day. Yes, we're doing this for a couple of days this week. And it's a little feature that I like to do to introduce you to some actors and actresses that maybe you may have seen in the movies or on TV, or maybe you haven't yet. But these are people that you need to look out for. And these are all people that I got to speak to and had a really great time. Today's guest's name is Patrick Harney, and he's done a bunch of movies and some TV, and I know he's working on a lot of projects, and you may see him soon in the future, so you definitely have to keep an eye open for him. So let's take a listen to my conversation with Patrick while he was out in the woods in Michigan. Hey there, Rebels. We're in for another interview at the Sherpa Screening Room, and my guest today, it's a guy living up in Michigan. There's a lot of trees behind him, but he's not deep in the woods, as he's explained this to me already. He's a budding actor who's been doing movies for the past couple of years, and he's doing some producing, and we will be talking about one of his latest creations. And his name is Patrick Harney. Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So you're kind of a new face. I mean, did you really just get started just within like the last 5 or 6 years?
In terms of film, yeah. I mean, I've been acting since I was 13, so coming on 12 years now. But yeah, I mean, in terms of film, I haven't done, you know, a whole lot of film, but I have been getting into it and trying to do as much as I can and try to stretch my boundaries a little bit and get out of my comfort zone to do some, you know, different and more challenging roles. But yeah, so I guess you could say I'm definitely a newbie.
So let's go back to when you were 13. What first got you interested in acting?
A friend of mine had told me that I should go out for the musical at my school. And I was always a sports guy. I played basketball, I played football, I ran track. And then I did choir because it was either do choir or band, and I didn't want to do band. And so my friend knew that I could sing, and my friend had told me, you know, hey, you should try to go out for the musical. I didn't really want to do it. And I was like, no, that's, you know, that's not really my thing. And he said, just try it, see what you think. So I went and I did an audition, and this kind of shows you how little I really cared or took it seriously. The song that I sang was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And then they told me that they wanted me to be in the show. And at that time, it was during basketball season. So I said, I'm sorry, no, I can't do it. I just wanted to say I could do it. And they said, no, we'll work around your basketball schedule. And I was like, so they gave me every reason to not say no. And And so, yeah, I started it, and then I kind of got bit by the whole acting bug. And from that point on, every single show that or every single musical that our school did all through high school, I did. So, yeah, it kind of started from there, and I haven't stopped.
What was your first play in?
Oh my gosh, it was Doo-Wop, Widow Wed Riding Hood. I played the part of Strong Prince Justin. I remember my favorite part of the show is I got to throw a tree off stage. Granted, there was a string attached to it, and you know they're pulling it as I throw it, and I felt so cool. But it's funny because when I look at the footage, that tree was like just a long tree branch. It wasn't even anything, you know, wasn't anything impressive. But at the time, when you're in eighth grade, you're like, hey, you know, what's up, ladies? You know, I can throw a tree. So yeah, that was a good time.
And it wasn't quite the special effects that you're used to now, right?
Definitely not.
Were there any actors that you kind of idolized as you were coming up and doing more acting?
I've always been a fan of Matthew McConaughey. I really like his style, specifically when he kind of rebranded himself. I've always really liked his work. I've also really liked Leonardo DiCaprio's work. I watched a lot of Will Smith when I was growing up too. I always thought he was like the coolest dude in the world. Yeah, so those three guys were kind of my main go-tos in terms of like the types of roles that I'd want to play were roles that they would play. And so, yeah, I guess those were my inspirations.
You know, I usually ask actors if there was ever a part in any movie or TV show that you would have wanted to play yourself. Is there, you've got in mind?
That's a good question. I think I would have loved to have been in Saving Private Ryan. To me, that movie is an absolute masterpiece. Also, I would have loved to have been in one of the Marvel movies. I mean, you know, even if I was just like, you know, walking down the street or something, or I had like one line in the, you know, the latest Avengers movie. Yeah, I could die happy because those movies are phenomenal.
that's me and Thor, man with hat.
Yeah, exactly.
So your first movie that was called Sorta Late?
Yeah, so that was when I was going to Michigan State University. Actually, yeah, I'm wearing the jacket. Yeah, we did this. There was this program that was going on. It was called Theater to Film. I don't know if it's still going on now, but what they would do is they would have a class and they would write a play, and then they would cast the play, they would put on the play, and then they would have for the next semester, they would have another class turn that play into a screenplay, and then they would cast and shoot the movie. So I got involved in the movie side of it. And I mean, I didn't have a big role, but it was my first exposure to like a true film set. Yeah, we did that, and we took it to the Traverse City Film Festival. We got to meet Michael Moore there. He came up on stage, and since it's his film festival, and yeah, I mean that was a really cool experience. We packed the house full of people, and mostly family, you know, and friends. But that, you know, those are the best fans to have. And yeah, and we got to show our movie up on the big screen, and that was the first time I ever got to see myself on a big screen, which was super weird, super trippy for the first time. but yeah, it was fun.
You bring up a good point. Do you have a problem watching movies that you're in?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just so overly critical. If it were me, I would almost want to see the film first. And then if I'm freaking out about it or if I'm stressed about it, then I'll tell people like, no, but I mean, I've never really had an issue. I know some people don't like to watch themselves, but I personally do just because I like to be able to pick out what I need to work on. Or if I watch something and I'm like, ooh, like I got caught acting there, you know, because the whole thing is, you know, in a scene, it's supposed to be just a conversation, you know, and actually I was just talking with my cousin the other day, who's an actor, Michael Harney, and he was telling me you should be very intentional with things. So like if you're in a scene, you know, if you're gonna drink a cup of coffee, drink a cup of coffee. If you're gonna smoke a cigarette, then smoke a cigarette. But don't showcase it. Don't be like, you know, oh, what's up, and light the cigarette and go. Like it's no. You just be natural, and everything should be organic. And so I think so. Sometimes when I watch some of my earlier performances, it makes me cringe because I'm not like Brando or anything like that. But I've definitely learned a lot since then, and I've taken classes more, and I've studied more since some of those earlier performances, and especially the musicals in high school. And I look at them, I'm just like, oof, you know, this is tough.
I think we all ultimately kind of become our own worst critic. Well, I guess, and especially it's tougher with movies because there it is, it's captured on film and lots of people are going to see it, strangers and friends, and you know, how they're going to take it. Like, what was Patrick thinking? Or he could be the next Brando. He could go one way or the other.
And also, too, because it's, you know, it's all other people's, it's all their choice of what they like. And so if they watch me, one person might say, oh my gosh, he's fantastic, he's great. And then another person says, you know, who the heck let this guy in their film? You know, so to me, what I've really had to learn is when I get done filming, my job is done. At that point, I can't do anything about it. Time to move on, which has really helped me because before, I mean, I've growing up, I always really cared about what people thought of me, or just as kind of like an insecurity of mine. And I think now I'm able to kind of just say, I'm just going to be me. And if you like it, great. If you don't, I'm sorry. But I don't really know what to do from there. So, you know, if you're not going to like me, then you're not going to like me, is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, people do go to movies sometimes with preconceived notions, you know, they may see your face on the screen and just be like, oh, I don't like that guy for whatever reason. And yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not a person that you're making contact with. They're just a face in the crowd at that point. Yeah. They happen to be watching your movie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, one thing that I've noticed about some of the roles that you play, you really mix it up with the roles that you take. You don't really seem to fall into one specific kind of role. I've seen you, you know, you've been doing movies where you're a cop or detective, or in Scapegoat, you are being chased.
Yeah. I'm trying to survive. Yeah. No, I don't want to get pigeonholed into anything. However, granted, you know, if I were to get offered, you know, to play a cop in a bunch of different blockbuster movies, I'm not going to turn it down. No, I'm not. But at the same time, I more so want to challenge myself though too. And I kind of want to, in an effort to, you know, when I take on all those different roles, it's kind of in an effort to try and find myself as an actor, as to figure out what I can do, what I can't do, you know, how far I can go. And, you know, like I'm going to be in a series that we had to halt production because of all of this stuff going on, but it's called Half-Blood and it's going to be on Amazon Prime, and I'm playing a vampire. So, you know, and not like the Twilight twinkling in the sunlight type thing, not like that. It's a lot darker and it's a lot grittier, but yeah. And so that's totally different from like the hippie stoner or the philosophical stoner that I played in Electron Blade, which hopefully is going to be, you know, the pilot's hopefully going to be finished up here pretty soon. You know, so yeah, I enjoy playing a cop or like a soldier, that type of character. I like that kind of character. And I imagine I'll definitely play it again. And I'm fine with that. I'd like to, but yeah, I mean, if I can stretch it out a little bit, if I can, you know, play with the different levels that I can get, then yeah, that'll be great.
Are there any other genres that you'd want to kind of dip your toe into that you haven't done yet?
I'd like to do some more comedy. Right now, I'm currently writing a comedy series. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to do some more comedy just because I haven't really done a lot of it. I mean, the stuff that I've done, I've been able to bring some sort of a comedic element to it, you know, if I can, but I don't ever push anything. So yeah, so I'd like to do comedy. I'd like to do like a war flick. World War II is like my favorite, war to learn about, and you know, and I love World War II movies, so that kind of thing I think would be cool to do. And then yeah, I think those two would be my pick.
Now, one of your upcoming movies, Locker 42, mm-hmm. is something that you're in, and you're also the producer.
I am one of the producers. Yeah, so that film right now we're in pre-production, and it's being directed by Jeff Capp. And his production company, Vigilant Entertainment. Our producers are myself, Jeff Capp, Shane Shansky, and then one of my cousins, who's also an actor, Axel Harney. His production company, Axe Finn Productions, they're also on board. And so he's acting and producing on it as well. And yeah, I'm really excited about that film. Basically about these bodies that are found in a storage locker. And it's very, very similar to a case that went cold from back in the 90s in the same storage locker. And so my cousin's character, Axel, he's a detective, and he's asked to come and jump on the case to try and figure it out. And my character is a rookie cop that that gets asked to be his liaison almost. And I'm asked to by my father, who is the chief of police at my police department. So yeah, there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of that, but it's cool because it bounces back between the 90s and the present day, and there's a lot of different twists and turns. And you know, I mean, everybody that's read it so far, they've all said that, you know, anytime I try to figure out what's going to happen next, it goes in a completely different direction that I didn't think could be the direction that it could take. So yeah. So right now we're in the process of getting funding, which as you know is always sometimes the hardest part of getting a film made. So yeah, we're in the process of trying to reach out to investors and you know, make sure that we can get this project made.
Now, I'm picking up on some little statements that you made. How many relatives do you have?
Yeah, so there's three of us. There's three of us in the family that are actors. So my one cousin, Axel Harney, he actually started out in modeling, and he's been all over the world modeling, and then he's been acting. He actually just had a film come out that got distributed by Sony called Boyne Falls that came out this last year, and it's a really good film. It's on Amazon Prime. And then my other cousin, Michael Harney, he's been at it for a long time. He lives out in LA, and he was Sam Healy, the guidance counselor on Orange is the New Black. He was in A Star is Born. He was on the show Deadwood, first season of True Detective. I mean, he's done it, and he's been around the block, and he's put up some great performances. So he's kind of been my mentor with all this, and he's really been able to help me, you know, kind of expand my mind, so to speak, with how to look at things and how to look at performances, you know, not necessarily just watching it as, oh, you know, they did some good work, that's cool, but well, why did they make the choices that they made? And instead of taking things and thinking of them or intelligently, thinking of it as like organically and trying to learn that way. So yeah, we've got some good performers in our family, that's for sure.
Do you think at some point in the future you'll be working with other members of the Harney acting dynasty?
So like I said before, he and I will be on this film together, and I hope to be able to work with Michael pretty soon here. A lot of things have to line up, but because he's a busy man, but I do hope that one day that all three of us might be able to share the screen together. That would be primo for me. That would be a big accomplishment personally. Me.
And I guess it's pretty interesting too when you have relatives that are doing the same thing that you're doing, especially in a field like acting, because you have people that can relate to what you're going to. You know, you can bring up certain phrases and vocabulary that the business uses, and you don't have to explain it to them. They're like, yep, been there, done that. I know what you're going through.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and it's nice because, you know, because I'm the youngest of all three of us, they have a lot of experience that luckily they're more than willing to share with me. I mean, you're right. There's not a lot of people that I can talk to about this, like the nitty gritty stuff of it. And, you know, they kind of sit there and be like, oh yeah, I totally know what you're saying. Instead, they kind of look at you and just kind of like, yeah, uh-huh. Cool, you know. So yeah, that is nice. It is nice to be able to bounce some things off of them. And what's nice is they're open books, so definitely a kind of its own masterclass, just kind of talking with them.
So out of the movies that you've been in so far in any of the productions, did you have a especially favorite character?
I would say my character in Scapegoat was really fun, just because it was kind of the character was more so me, just with no filter. I was able to kind of take whatever I was thinking and just kind of put it out there. So that character was fun. I also really liked the Electron Blade character because it was very much, you know, way out there, you know, hey man, kind of thing. So that was a fun character. But I mean, honestly, I've loved them all just because character is a chance for me to be able to do what I love. And so that may not be the answer you're looking for, but or a cop-out answer, but I love all the char- actors.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about Scapegoat? Because I saw that little trailer from it and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. So that film, it's definitely gone through some growing pains. So it's some things have gotten delayed due to things that, you know, we couldn't really control, which is fine. But we also want to make sure that it's the best product that it can be. But yeah, it's basically a story about these people that they wake up in the middle of the woods. They don't know how they got there. They're all wearing the same clothing. They each have a different marking on their arm. And some of them know each other and some of them don't. And so while they know that they have some sort of connection between each other, they're just trying to figure out what that is. And while they're doing that, they're being hunted at the same time. Yeah. So that film, I'm hoping that can come out here pretty soon. That was probably the most physically demanding role that I've had to do, just because there's a really, really sick fight scene in the film that it took us 11 hours to film. Well, by the end of the day. So all the choreography, everything, going through it. And I did all my own stunts, mainly just because we didn't have the money to get stunt performers. I mean, I prefer to do my own stunts anyway. And I got to learn a lot about fight choreography. Yeah, man, it was just getting down dirty in the woods, just, you know, flying on the ground, rolling around, you know, punching each other, kicking each other. yeah, there were some really, really cool moves too, because the guy that plays the killer in the film, he was our stunt coordinator. So he was teaching us a lot of cool stuff. He's actually playing in the Marvel Universe live show that travels around the world. So yeah, he did some great work on that film, and I'm really excited for it to come out.
You've done quite a few movies and, you know, things within the last couple of years. What would probably be the best advice you would give to somebody who wants to get into the field? Apart from having cousins who are also, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. The one thing I will say that I've really admired and that I really like about my cousins is nothing's handed to me. Everything has to be earned, you know. And especially with my cousin who's been doing it for a while, Michael. He's very much a cut your own path kind of guy, and he's very old school in that sense, which I really, really like. I would say the advice that I have, I would say just create your own stuff. You know, one thing that Michael's taught to me is, you know, the business is not going to come to you, and it's not going to wait on you either. You know, if you wait on the business, it's going to leave you hanging every time. So make your own stuff, get some people together that you're like-minded in the sense of creativity, and, you know, get a camera, just start filming stuff. I mean, you can film stuff on your phone nowadays. So, you know, just create, write, even if it sucks, even if it's garbage, just write, create, shoot, you know, get some things out there. And then also, like, just be a genuinely good person. That's the other thing too, is, you know, don't be somebody that's so shady, or, you know, just a jerk that the only thing that they want to do is just help get themselves to a better place, because that's not going to go anywhere. And if you're constantly talking down about people or talking bad about people, no matter what your feelings are of somebody or a project or whatever, it always comes back to bite you right in the behind. So, you know, just be a genuine good person and care about others. Because everything comes back around.
And being a producer with Locker 42, you know, you're more aware that it's a team effort probably more than anybody else in the
team. Yeah, it is. It's definitely much more of a team effort than I think people realize. You know, when people watch a film, I think they genuinely only think about the actors. They think about the director and the writer, maybe the producer, but that's it. But there's so many aspects that go into a film. I mean, right now we're in the middle of creating our pitch package for Locker 42, and just the multitude of things that we have to put into this pitch package just to be able to show somebody in hopes that they want to invest in our film. I mean, it blows my mind, and I've learned so much. And so there's so many different jobs and so many different things that go into the preparation of a film that people don't realize, that it's really a labor of love. And you really have to love this business, and you have to love this line of work to be able to last, I think, because it's tedious. It's, you know, when you make a film, it might be a year, 2 years before it comes out. There's not a lot of that instant gratification that you may get, like with stage, you know. When you do a live show, the audience is right there and you're feeding off of their energy. But a film, you know, it's a lot more technical. So if you have, you got to make sure you got a good team in place, that everybody knows what they're doing and everybody's on the same page and everybody cares.
We were talking earlier, and you are a proud resident of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Did you do a lot of filming of your movies in Michigan?
Yeah. I mean, there's, Michigan's a great place to film, just because you've got, you know, pretty much four different types of landscapes. You have even five. You have the oceanside feel with, you know, the west side of the state, because Lake Michigan is so large, you know, you can't see land on the other side. And you also have the small town feel in central Michigan, and even some of the farming feel. You have a big city feel with Detroit and even Grand Rapids. And then you've got a woodsy up north type feel if you pretty much spread throughout the state, but mostly in the northern part of the state. So yeah, I mean, Michigan's a great place to film. It was sad to see the film incentives go away, but I hope that they can come back someday. Lord knows that we could really use it. And I think the industry could use it, because we've got some great places to film here.
And off screen, you are going to be taking on a new role, and that will be as of a married man.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting married this September, to a wonderful, very beautiful. I mean, she's the love of my life. She's everything that I could ever ask for, and I probably don't deserve her, but she's luckily, she's able to put up with me, and she's decided to be stuck with me. So yes, that I'm very, very excited about. And that's probably what I'm most excited for in terms of my next, you know, next chapter in life.
No big cameras at the wedding though.
Oh yeah. No. Nope. That's our moment. That's for us. So we, and that is one thing I think is important in terms of, you know, having a film career and being an actor. And I've always respected the actors that stay out of the tabloids, the actors that stay, are able to keep a good balance of having a private life and them in the public. I mean, look at people like, you know, like Matt Damon, and, you know, guys along those lines who, you know, you don't see them in the tabloids all the time. You don't see them, you know, but they're great performers. But there's a certain mystery around them that I think helps with their performances. Because if you don't know everything that's going on every single moment of their life, then when they go up on screen, it allows you to look at them as the character rather than the person being the character. You know, there's some actors who could be like, oh, that's so-and-so in this movie, rather than, oh, that's that character. I don't know. That's just my personal preference and personal opinion.
Congratulations. I'm really happy to hear that you found the love of your life. Now,
thank you.
What's the next thing that we should be watching for you for?
So the next thing you could be looking out for, so Scapegoat will be coming out. I'm hoping by the end of the year it'll be coming out. Also, Denny Dooley's story, I've got a small role in that will be coming out. I actually just talked to the director yesterday. That'll be coming out. He said he's still looking to get it out by the end of the year as well. And I'll be singing in that film too. I've got a song, so I'll be going back to a little bit of, you know, my singing roots, if you will. And then, yeah, man, I've got, I don't know when Half-Blood will pick back up. I really hope it's soon, because we were going to have the whole series out on Amazon Prime toward the end of the year. But with all this is, I mean, we only got to film one episode. So, and there's eight episodes for the first season. So we'll see what happens with that.
So you're going to be a busy man one way or the other.
I'll be busy one way or the other. Let's just hope that it's, let's just hope the results all come out as positive.
So Rebels, his name is Patrick Harney. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was great talking to you, and good luck with everything in your upcoming nuptials.
Well, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you having me.
That'll do it for today. You've been listening to The Sherpa Screening Room, a production of Sherpaloo Studios and Too Many Podcasts. It's a joint effort, all coordinated by one person, me. Who knew? Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app or on my website, sherpalution.com. And you can also use that word sherpalution to follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll be back with another episode of Faces to Watch tomorrow. So make sure you come on back. And while you're at it, if you can, maybe leave a nice review for me on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or something like that. I'd really appreciate it. But keep watching those faces, and I'll see you tomorrow. And to lead us out of here, here's a guy who knows his way around the woods. Mr. Bruce, take us out of here. That tree looks a little scary. Viva la Sherpalution.
Thanks for listening to the Sherpa Screening Room. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. I'm Mr. Bruce, and this has been a Sherpaloo Studios production. Viva la Sherpalution.